Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Career Brand Blog Radio. This is Latrice Collins. I am your host and the president of The Career Brand. Well, every week we work to bring you tools and solutions to helping you soar in your career. Today is no exception. Today I have the great honor of having back on our show Foster Williams, and if you recall, Foster is a semi-retired recruiter with more than 30 years of experience as a global strategic talent acquisition leader. He's a founder of Search for You and a co-founder of Career Search Network. He's working with Dallas Network Groups. Actually, you actually have network groups around other places in the country, don't you, Foster?
We do, yeah. Three states now.
Okay. So Foster has been in HR for a lot of years. We've gone back, I'm not going to say how many years, it tells my age. But we go back years. But he's always been focused on how do we help people to acquire positions and how do they soar in those positions. So today we're going to focus on contract work. We're going to talk about it because this is a growing area that more people probably need to know about, and they need to kind of realize it's changed over the years. So we're going to talk about on this show finding and keeping contract work. You know, how do you kind of finesse and get it, and what are some of the things you want to focus on about it, and what are some of the companies who are hiring? So a lot of good information that we're going to try to use every minute to get the most out of Foster to help you guys. For any of you all who are not looking at your screen and you'd like to dial in, feel free to give us a call so you can ask Foster or myself questions. The number is 347-324-5330, 347-324-5330. It's also right at the top of your screen for those of you who are looking at the computer or using your smartphone. It's right on our homepage. So, Foster, let's jump right into it. So we've been talking for weeks on how to help people get jobs, how to network. Now we want to focus on contract work. Can you tell us what – some people don't know what contract work is, or some people are hesitant about it. Can you tell our audience what do we mean by contract work and, you know, why are there some people who are hesitant about taking that type of job?
Latrice, I think that the simplest way – to describe contract work, because of the demands and the dynamics in corporate America today, they like to be invested in a shorter period of time, which means a shorter budget for people. And so they will hire an HR person, IT person, whatever they have a need for a period of time. Usually these contracts are 6 months, 12 months, 18 months, all the way up to 5 years. I've seen a number of those contract positions posted on Search for You. And for a period of time, you'll be there performing that function. And then after it's over with it, you're no longer a budgetary restraint or budgetary concern with a lot of companies.
Right. And it shows up different on their – you know, on that budgetary line, it's not a headcount usually. It's just an expense.
Yeah.
So they can bring you in at, you know, at good money, but they know it's for a finite period of time, and it just helps them get over their hurdles, and it's good for you. You don't have a blank, right, on your
right.
resume.
Right. You make a little bit more money, and it's easier for the company in a lot of HR kind of standpoint.
Right. Which kind of leads us into the next question, which is what are some of the benefits that's associated with contract work?
Well, you know what I like about contract, Latrice, is because we can go in on a contract. Most of us want a full-time job. Historically, we've wanted a full-time job and not a contract. You don't want a job that's going to go away. Well, a lot of times for a lot of companies, those contracts are an opportunity for the company to try us out and our skill set for that particular function that they need to have done. And they can try us out, and then they'll hire us full-time from there. A lot of times, mm-hmm. a lot of contracts are what we like to call CTH, and what that stands for is contract to hire. So they have an intention on hiring full-time for the position to start with, and that's a little bit easier of a contract for a lot of us that have never done contract before, and we really want a full-time job. We want to be hired So, you know, from the very beginning, we have an opportunity to start with the company where the end result is, hey, I'm going to end up with a job here.
Right, right. And not to mention, you know, one thing I just thought about, contract workers usually are paid higher salaries because they're not being paid benefits, right?
Right.
Is really advantageous to anyone who's looking for a job, especially people who have been underpaid. Like, there are a lot of people out there that, for some reason, you know, their salary is far less than what they're, what they qualify for and everything. So if you get a job that's contract work, making more money, note that whenever you go full-time, they're going to bring it down because they're going to say, hey, now that we got benefits, we're going to, you know, your base pay should be 20-30% lower. But you have a chance at least to make a jump up so that you're not in that way underpaid realm to make more money for the interim of the contract. But then also now when you come out of that contract, when you come down to a base, it's a base closer to where you probably need to be instead of trying to get that 3%, 5% merit increase to get you somewhere.
Right. We don't, when we take a contract, you know, we want to make a little bit more money so that we can pay for those benefits in between the times that we have a permanent job or we have the company paying for our benefits and things.
What are some of the risks associated with a contract work or contract position?
Well, some of the risks are some companies won't allow you to get as close to the family, so to speak, because you're a contractor and they don't want to get attached to you because you're going to go away. Now, most contracts, I think probably 50% of contracts are extended or they end up in permanent jobs. But also, they can cut that budgetary concern at any time. They don't want to spend any more money on that particular function, or we get reprioritized. Then at any time, they can come in and stop the contract. They have a full right to do that. So, you know, those are some of the hesitations that some job seekers have with contracts.
Right. And of course, it's finite. It ends. You know it's going to end on a certain date, right? Now, the other thing that it is important for us to talk about, so, you know, Foster and I have both been in HR, in HR arena for a while. One thing that you want to think about with contract work is that it's not like regular time, full-time employment, where if you're not performing on a certain level that, you know, once you pass that introduction period, if you're not performing, you know, they normally go through that verbal written and all that before your contract, before your position's ever ended. Contract doesn't work that way, right?
No, it doesn't. It's a quick, it can start quickly and it can end quickly, and they don't have to go through a process, a legal process, to terminate the person that's performing that function.
Mm-hmm. So, guys, if you think about it, so let's remember what I talked about when I said, remember our formula for the career brand. So our model for career brand, so write this down if you all haven't yet. You have to really be able to showcase your brand, especially if you take on this contractor role, so that they can see you as a value to their organization. Because the better you are, the more you're requested. You can be in contract for years, and they just move you from one company and another company, and you get paid great money, so you can save some money, you can take care of some life expenses. So here's the quick four things to remember that you really have to emphasize if you're going to be doing this. You remember, yet you have to be able to showcase your expertise. Your expertise is showing and answering the question for them of what you know. You have to be able to present the right image. That image is answering the question on how will you represent our company.
Right.
Character is going to answer the question, how easily will you fit in any of the companies that we put you with? And then impact is going to answer the question, what are you doing for them? How are you giving that company lift? The stronger your career brand is, especially when it comes to contract, the more benefits that you'll see that comes from it, and the lower the risk are that you would be, that could be associated with it. So we want to make sure that we're showing you both sides. There's some beautiful. There's beauty and benefits from contract, and there's risk associated with it. So you really have to own to make sure that you're fitting smoothly in these organizations. So, hey, Foster, so what's the difference? I think, you know, companies are looking at contract a little differently now than they did in the past. I think you, I know you, talked a little bit about this. Is there something else you want to add to that part?
Well, there are more contracts. Because of the dynamics of corporate America today, contracting seems to be real popular, and it's so popular. I would say, guys, since 2010, we have had a 600, maybe even a 700% increase in the number of contracts that are available for folks. Before, nowadays, in 2015, if a company needs to hire, say, an HR director-level person to handle a number of different things that are going on in the company, maybe they can get together and decide that let's bring this person in on a contractual basis while we look for this person. Maybe this person is interested in becoming that person. And they're embraced. Contracts are embraced. The whole idea, the whole contract thing is embraced a whole lot more now for a particular function than it was even 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And again, it helps us on the resumes when it's not a blank, you know, because it really speaks to who you are as an individual, really striving to work and make things happen. So
Right. Anybody
could be the victim of being laid off or downsized, company change direction, anybody that can happen to. To see
right.
that you've been doing contract work over the year that you were downsized or the 6 months that you were downsized, that shows that you still, you know, made a way of making things happen and contributing and never got, nothing got old in your head, that really speaks
uh-huh.
volumes, right, to your character and your work, your work ethic.
I'm sorry. Contractors, and no one says it openly too many times. A few times they do, but contractors are thought about as subject matter experts. Now, I know
mm-hmm.
I've known Latrice for a long time, and she's been involved in branding. And Latrice is the subject matter expert. She's well-studied, she's well-versed, she's well-spoken on the topic of the career brand or branding in general. So a company would call you, and companies do call you and say, hey, we'd like to bring a person in for 3 months or 6 months to teach our executives how to brand the company, how to brand themselves and their own skill set.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Exactly. And that would, you know, it opens up so much possibility, not to mention the network possibility that is opening up for you. You know, one of the things, Foster, you said on one of our last shows when we were talking about interviewing strategies, right? You said that you were talking about hidden jobs. And that just really stuck home with me, because if you all didn't hear that show, Foster was describing there are jobs that are posted. You'll see them on jobs.com and LinkedIn or things like that. They're actually posted for people to see. But that only represents 20% of all the available jobs out there.
Uh-huh.
So to your point, that means 80% of all the jobs that are out there are filled based on who you know. They're filled
That's right.
based on who knows you and what they think of you. So that people are calling you. So when you're able to do contract work, you can work at different companies, 6 month stinches, 3 month stinches, whatever it is, and you meet all these people, you impress them with your quality of work and your care and how you fit with the group, so that when availabilities become open, anybody in that network knows of your skill set, and they're going to be, you know, they're almost like a sponsor for you. They're like referencing your name to
yeah,
get that
job. Yeah, you're the first
job.
Person they've called. With networking, I'm blessed. With networking, the first person that a lot of companies call is me.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yep. I know anytime I have openings, I always go to Foster first. Doesn't matter if it's IT related, marketing related, HR related, I reach out to Foster. I know he has a very broad network, right? But not just because he has a network, but because his brand stands out. And I know he has people linked to full-time and contracting. So we're about halfway through our show point. I want to stop right quick and do a quick commercial break. And then we're going to come back and we'll spend the last part of the show doing two things. So Foster is going to be able to really kind of take his time and walk through the different types of positions that you can find contract work for. So for those of you who've never done contract, Foster kind of help you open your mind to these types of positions are found, can find contract work. And then he's even going to provide to us names of companies. So for those of you, again, who are interested in this, he's going to give you names based on those industries or roles that we talk about. He's going to give you some names to write down. So give us a call right after the break at 347-324-5330. Going to take a quick break, and we will be right back.
We all know that companies have a brand, but what about you? What's your career brand? TheCareerBrand.com will help you identify your brand, your career brand. Navigating the career landscape can be daunting and challenging, but you don't have to go it alone. TheCareerBrand.com is dedicated to guiding professionals through the career branding process. With the use of cutting-edge tools, training, and consulting top career coach, author, and creator of TheCareerBrand.com, Latrice Collins. At thecareerbrand.com, you will find incredible and useful career branding books by Latrice Collins that will show you the ways of breaking through the glass ceilings. Men and women of all ages have raved about the benefits they receive from these books. Also, don't miss Latrice Collins' webinar, Brand Ignition. Companies are always looking for the best talent. With Latrice Collins and the tools at thecareerbrand.com, you will demonstrate to employers you are that talent. To learn more, visit thecareerbrand.com.
I'm just talking to you guys on mute, so I apologize for that. So, and we're back, everybody. I really apologize. So, Foster, we spent the first half of the show really helping people to understand their significant benefits. And I'm getting a little feedback, so I'm not sure what causes that. But the first half of the show was really focusing on making sure we understand the pros and the cons that are associated with contract work and how to better prepare for them. So, Foster, can you share with us what are some prevalent contract roles that people can start thinking about so they know that maybe that's something they should consider?
People that are in information technology, people that are engineers, HR people, if you have a set skill set, it might be payroll. There are contract opportunities for every job out there that you experience at one time as being a full-time job. There are contract opportunities out there.
Okay, so when we're talking about, so for instance, and Foster, if you can move a little closer to your microphone. So if we're talking HR, that includes everything from being an HR generalist to being a recruiter, a compensation analyst, an HR rep where you did data input and collections, right? A payroll assistant. All of those jobs, just think about, all those jobs are available as contract work as well in the HR. And
yes,
what are some examples in like the IT field?
In information technology, you're going to have some people that are network specialists. You're going to have some people that are programmers. In a myriad of different languages, you're going to have some people that do project management, that manage what we call implementations. A lot of times a company wants to do a specific thing and they need to program all their computers to offer that product that they're selling. They need to hire people with specific skill sets in certain nerdy areas. We like to call our IT folks nerd. I'm one of those nerds. And all of those positions have contractors that they will bring in because they're not going to need to hire them forever. They're going to need to hire them for a period of time that this particular project is going to happen until we get this widget built. Then we don't need to have that person. Not anything bad. We don't mean anything bad by it, but we don't need to have that person past the 8-month or 12-month expected time that we're going to be able to build this particular widget.
And then let's not forget anyone who does general office administration, right? Sometimes companies
absolutely.
They need more people
Excel
on phone
experts. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So people from all over the gamut.
So literally, hopefully you all are hearing us, that it almost, you can find contract work on either being an expert in a unique field, or even if you have general knowledge. Like, as long as you got a good phone voice, man, if you have good phone voice and you have customer service experience, you can find contract work doing almost anything, because companies are always looking for help on people who can help answer the phone when they're doing a big surge of some way. So as long as you have that kind of talent, some even allow you to work from home to take care of certain jobs. It works beautifully for you.
Absolutely.
Foster, can you help us with some companies that, you know, under these different categories that they could look into?
Sure. Some of these very things that we've talked about, am I sounding crisp and clear?
It is clear now. Thank you.
Okay, good. There's a company called R2 Technologies that specializes in hiring people for companies in contract roles and permanent as well. So, you know, you can get a full-time job with these folks. There's a company called Centauri Technologies. I mentioned these two companies because they are the owners, the founders of those two companies are friends of mine, personal friends of mine. In the engineering category, in case there are engineers out there that are looking for contract opportunities and that maybe not even ever considered it, you can go to big companies like Kelly Services. They're going to cover financial, they're going to cover engineering, IT, of course administrative, because I think they started the company focused on administrative stuff. Companies like Robert Half, those are larger companies that have divisions in those different areas that I talked about. For some of the folks that are in finance, there might be accountants out there. There even might be CPAs that don't necessarily want to take a permanent job. They want to move from company to company and pick up a skill set or increase their knowledge in a certain area they focus in. Companies like Account Temp or Accounting Principal, VIP Financial, those are companies, again, that have contracts, but also some of their client companies say, hey, I need to hire a CFO or an accountant full-time. So I don't need a contractor from you, but I need a person for a full-time job. And they, you know, of course, they're not going to tell their client, oh, no, we can't help you with that. But there are a number of contracts there at different levels and different levels of experience. Even in HR, we have companies like HR Search Pros that a guy named Ralph Chapman, I think everybody in HR should, if you're in Dallas-Fort Worth, you need to be linked in to Ralph Chapman. He owns HR Search Pros, and all he does is that. All he does is search for HR opportunities for folks that are in HR. There's a company called HRQ that seems to be really, really focused and well-branded. You like that word, Latrice. They're really, really branded with giving contracting services to companies that need short-term individuals, so to speak.
Fantastic. And you said, can you tell us how to spell, is it Centaur?
Yeah, Centauri? You know, Centauri. Yeah, it's S-E-N-T-A-R-I. That's a good question. I forgot to spell that. Let me spell it again. It's S-E-N-T-A-R-I Technologies. Beth Carden, C-A-R-D-E-N, is the main person to contact there at Centauri Technology. Wonderful people. I've known them most of my career. These people are exemplary in their service to people.
So make sure you guys, when you call these names that he's giving and you look up these companies, let them know that Foster Williams referred you or you heard it from Foster Williams, because, you know, any of us who know Foster, that automatically gives you a little bit of a nudge because you're coming from him. And we know the quality of people. It speaks volumes already because he comes with a strong brand. So make sure you have that down. So let me, anything else that we want to make sure they know about contracting or who to call or any other tips that they need to know?
Absolutely. You know, I'm glad you asked that question because there are opportunities, guys. We can see the world contracting. And what I mean by that is make sure that you're on LinkedIn. On some of the LinkedIn subgroups, you can find opportunities with recruiters that are recruiting people out of the United States from all around the world. If you've never been to China and you're an IT person or you're an HR person, there are plenty of huge companies in Beijing, Kobe, Japan, all over the world, and I'm just hitting the Orient, but all over, especially in Europe and Germany and Italy and different places. And we can take, and I considered doing it myself a few years ago, we can take a 6-month, 8-month, 12-month contract in Italy and get to see Italy and be paid and everything taken care of. It's a wonderful opportunity out there, and we just have to know where to go get those opportunities.
Fantastic, fantastic. Hey, Foster, can you share with our guest again your contact information, the site
yes.
you go to, your email address?
Yes, please link in with me, folks that are on LinkedIn. I bring that up all the time, don't I? That's primary what you need to use in the job search.
Mm-hmm.
My email address is foster.williams@sbcglobal.net. That is my personal email. Also, go to www.search, S-E-A-R-C-H, the number 4 and the letter U-I-N-C.com for job postings that are posted from these very people that I'm talking about all over the planet. And the contracts are on there as well. And you'll be able to tell the contract jobs from the permanent jobs because obviously it'll say contract and it will state the amount of time that the contract is initially slated for. And I say initially slated for because still the majority of contracts will last longer than what they anticipate, or they will go back and, you know, re-up you and extend the thing, especially if you have a good ride with them. You know, they like you. You do good work with them. And then, of course, keep in mind that it could end up in a permanent job with that company. You might want to get married. I'm just kidding. In a business respect.
So thank you so much for that. Any of that, no, Foster. So I have about a minute left, and I wanted to tell you guys what's coming next for our show. We are crazy excited about the next two series that we have to offer. So the first one, all of July, is dedicated to American culture, the generational synergy that can exist between baby boomers, Generation X, and Generation Y. So we are going to deep dive into that particular series where next month, starting on Wednesday. So listen, tell your friends. Tell your kids, tell the colleges, tell if you're struggling with how to, you know, manage and communicate with different generations at the job, listen in on the show. So we're going to talk about everything from demystifying the stereotype. We're going to have a fireside chat, and we have some millennials who are out there who are making it happen. But we want to tap into listening to them, understanding them, and see kind of what makes them motivated to get things done and to demonstrate that teamwork. So great information on that. We're going to talk about solutions for creating cultural fits and gateways to transitioning from college into the workforce. And then we're going to talk about igniting generational synergy. We have fantastic guests and will be on the show. So, guys, tune in. You'll see information come from us soon. Again, I'm Latrice Collins from The Career Brand. Thanks so much for joining the show, and we look forward to bringing you that and information on militaries in August. We're looking forward to bringing it all right to you. Have a great day. And we're done.
Cool. That was fun. That was a good one.
Whew. That one actually was ending. We were tracking faster than I thought.
You know, yeah, so remember last night I told you I was going to try to keep my answers a little bit more succinct.
Right, right. But that, so one reason I was talking more is because I saw we were tracking, well, we were through 5 of the 7 questions, and we had 19 minutes to go or something. I was like, ah!
Boy, that wasn't what we were thinking last night.
Right, right. I was like, okay, what just happened? We went, I think we worked so much, and, oh, my goodness, hopefully, I got to listen to the